The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's get started with this one from Magnolia. We are here. Take part in it. Imagine if, one night during the holiday season, you walked down your street or sidewalk and got a glimpse through every window. Imagine the homes lit up by lamplight, maybe candles, maybe sparkling lights on trees. And picture how you would see those scenes and people gathered there behind the glass. It would be as varied as snowflake design, as deeply unique. Some tables and chairs would be full, some tended by just one. Some kitchens would be bustling with adult children back home for winter break. Some kitchens would be hopping with overtired toddlers, late meals before night shifts, last-minute gift wrapping. A whole collection of holiday stories happening all around you. We are here now, here in these anticipated moments of the holiday season. Finally, the meal we planned, the people we invited, the gifts we couldn't wait to give. Even if it's not exactly how we wanted things to pan out, even if the unexpected peaks and valleys, we still choose how we'll respond to these days. Will we see someone who needs a hug and pull them in close? Will we forgive the mistakes or flopped plans and let them roll off our shoulders? Will we bend low when a child is sharing an idea or a relative is telling a story that we've heard more than a few times and give tender attention? We are here now. Let us see the bigger picture and take part in it. Also from Magnolia, engage your senses. Woodsy, wintry scents and smells of favorite holiday dishes in the air. Snacks to share, plates of cookies, bowls of holiday chocolates on the table. Houses lined with lights and fresh evergreen on the mantle to see. Rolls of wrapping paper and ribbons running through fingertips. The Christmas song by Nat King Cole on the record player. Conversation with loved ones gathered to celebrate, ringing all around me. From Woman's Day, Seasons Healthy Eatings. It's the most wonderful time of the year to eat. And we're here to tell you that you don't have to healthify everything. Hooray! So there's definitely no need to add ground kale or mashed chickpeas to your Christmas cookie recipes. For holiday eating, my approach is simply enjoy the foods you love, says culinary and integrative dietitian Marissa Moore. Holidays come with a variety of flavors that some of us wait all year to eat. Holiday faves are yummy and nostalgic, and though most don't fall into the health food category, there's still reason to celebrate. Some go-tos offer surprising wellness benefits, so go ahead and nosh on these picks to your holiday heart's content. Stuffing. Whether you call it dressing or stuffing, this side dish is more than just a classic. It's sometimes made with cornbread, which contains more vitamins and minerals than bread made from white flour. In the South, it may often feature oysters, and it always stars a variety of veggies. Roasted chestnuts. These nutty nuggets are a great source of fiber, vitamin C, potassium, and carbs for energy. Add them to stuffing or roasted Brussels sprouts or carrots or pair them with baked apples. Tamales. This Mexican and Mexican-American staple is frequently front and center on Christmas tables around the Southwest, particularly in Texas. Dough made from mesa, a flour derived from corn, is filled with a protein, such as pork, chicken, or beans, and cheese, then steamed in corn husks. Beef, whether it's a roast or prime rib for Christmas, brisket for Hanukkah, or traditional African stew for Kwanzaa, a hearty beef dish is the centerpiece on many holiday tables and is a good protein source that also contains zinc, iron, and B vitamins. Collards. If you're from the South, like me, they're an essential part of holiday meals, Moore says. Collard greens contain folate and calcium and are high in vitamins A and K. Black-eyed peas. It's a long-standing Southern tradition to eat black-eyed peas, also called cow peas, on New Year's Day as a symbol of good luck. And these legumes deliver a dose of fiber, protein, and important vitamins and minerals. Sweet potato pie. Sweet potatoes are packed with fiber and beta-carotene, which nourishes the skin, Moore says. And warming spices like cinnamon and nutmeg have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits. Matzo ball soup. This classic soup is a triple winner. It's hydrating, satiating, and nourishing. Thanks to its flavorful broth of simmered chicken, carrots, celery, onion, and herbs and spices. Chicken is a good source of zinc and vitamin B6, both of which support immune function. And you get an additional dose of vitamins and minerals from the veggies. Figgy pudding. The English dessert featured in the song We Wish You a Merry Christmas is a sticky cake loaded with dried fruits that are full of fiber, calcium, and potassium, supporting good cell, nerve, and muscle function. Eggnog. It offers a bit of protein, which ups the satiety factor, Moore says. Sprinkle on some nutmeg for an anti-inflammatory sip. Green bean casserole, the Southern favorite, stars a nutritious ingredient, fiber-filled, vitamin-rich green beans. And peppermint bark. There's no way around it. Candy cane-covered peppermint bark is, in fact, candy. But minty treats made with real peppermint extract can still deliver some of the herb's benefits. It's a potent digestive aid, easing nausea and GI discomfort from indigestion. Peppermint also contains the powerful polyphenol rosmarinic acid, which has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. From Better Homes and Gardens, what we're up to, guest room upgrades. Stylish decor is good, but when it comes to a comfortable stay, the amenities are what matter most to overnight guests. Visitors don't want to have to ask you for every little thing, so stocking their room with basics like towels, posting your Wi-Fi info, and cleaning out a little closet space will go a long way, says home editor Katie Kick Condon. Especially if your guest room now doubles as an office, take some time to remove anything you'll need during a guest stay to make sure their room really feels like their room. And you can get their complete list of easy hosting extras by going to BHG, that's betterhomesandgardens.com/guest bedroom, GUESTBEDROOM. From Millie, Your Money, Your Life, holiday traditions that don't cost a thing. I'll bite. And these are little quotes from people. Put on my holiday dress that I only wear once a year. Another, we read The Night Before Christmas aloud, adding our own silly comments. Another, we swing dance in the kitchen and bouncer, oh, that's their dog, tries to cut in by humping our legs. Someone else, I eat 7 latkes. We make crunchy cereal snack mix and watch the fire on the TV. I add vegan eggnog to my morning coffee. And last, we play Meg's top Christmas Spotify mix. I had to institute the Thanksgiving start rule because Meg would start playing it even before Thanksgiving. And that was somebody named Brian. From Better Homes and Gardens, tips for picture perfection. The best camera is the one you have now. Get creative with her pro pointers for capturing your best holiday photos ever. This is somebody named Robin who's the expert. Tell the whole story. Take a backed-off photo, then work your way closer and closer to the person, ending with detail shots such as hands rolling out dough. Set the lights. Capture twinkle lights or candles in the background or foreground. Or improvise with a few strands of battery-operated string lights, even dangling them or wadding them up and shooting through them. Vary the angle. Kneel, go from above, or go from the side. Just don't stay stuck in the same spot. Give them a task. I think they're talking about your kids. To get natural expressions, give the subject something to do, such as open a gift, Robin's favorite kid trick, walk toward the camera, or bump shoulders with the person next to them, tickle someone, or unwrap a candy cane. Be 100% ready. Prep the spot and the kids' PJs or clothes in advance so there's no waiting and souring moods. Make them laugh in order to get real expressions. Gauge the mood. If your kids are getting annoyed, give them a break. If you're going for a candid moment, avoid interrupting. Sometimes you may need to cue the subject to smile, but find a balance between the two. And don't be MIA. Set your camera timer so you can hop in the shot too. For less than $10 on Amazon, an AB shutter remote for phones lets you take the photo from up to 15 feet away. And simply posing your kids at the tree doesn't cut it. Instead, create card-worthy scenes, like putting the child in the middle of a pile of gifts. Pick your favorites. Aim to keep only 5 to 10 photos from each event, such as opening gifts, dinner, etc. Put them in an album on your phone so they're organized. Then it's easy to order prints or post on social media. From Woman's Day, some great reads. Amiko Jean shares new page turners from a few of her favorite authors. You can pick them up along with Amiko's newest book, Mika in Real Life, her last name, Jean, J-E-A-N. Her book, Mika in Real Life, is a funny and heartwarming novel about a down-on-her-luck 35-year-old woman who suddenly hears from her daughter she once gave up for adoption. Her three picks, Jacqueline in Paris by Anne Mah, M-A-H. This book takes the reader on a dazzling journey to post-war Paris and was inspired by the college year Jacqueline Bouvier, later Jackie Kennedy, spent in the City of Light. It's a lush story, precisely researched for anyone who dreams of escape, a historical novel that will sweep you away. When in Rome by Sarah Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Inspired by the classic Audrey Hepburn film Roman Holiday, featuring a grumpy hero and a cheerful heroine, this book is a sweet rom-com with plenty of heart. A perfect read to curl up with on a cold night. And When We Let Go by Rochelle B. Weinstein. I loved Weinstein's, I'll spell that, W-E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. I loved Weinstein's This Is Not How It Ends, and similarly fell for her latest novel, a story about loss, forgiveness, and second chances. Grab a box of tissues. This one will draw tears, but readers will be uplifted by the end. From Better Homes and Gardens, Dolly Parton's Holiday Essentials. These are just some quick little quotes from Dolly. About the tree, she says, my main tree is always a real tree. And yes, I do Christmas tree skirts. I told you I'm tacky and I don't care. I think I'm doing all right. About the wrapping paper, she says, I like to use newspaper because it reminds me of being back home. How we used the comics when they were in color. And I make my own bows sometimes, too. About ugly sweaters, she says, I've got a whole bunch of Christmas sweaters I wear. A couple of them are as ugly as I could get them, on purpose. I have one or two of those myself. The controversy, she says, yeah, for years I didn't care that much for fruitcake, but my husband always loved it. I always get him one. And the letter, I like to write a letter to Santa Claus. I pretend like it's really a letter to God. And about the rules, she says, I don't follow nobody's rules. I just do what I feel right about in my heart. From Better Homes and Gardens, if you're needing to tuck some things away to get ready for Christmas and guests, here's 5 sneaky storage. The stuff of life changes over time. Does anybody still have DVDs? I do. But the need to stash it remains. To keep it all in style, the new family room borrows a few storage stalwarts from the bedroom. First, the dresser. Top a long, shallow dresser with your flat screen and store all that gaming gear in the generous drawers for an updated entertainment center. Kids Canyon Natural Wide Dresser by Leanne Ford is available for $1,299 at Crate and Barrel. Or you can go to a thrift shop and pick one out for pennies. How about a skirted cube? This piece of furniture gives you easy cover of whatever you need to store. The skirted storage ottoman in dusty blue Odalisque, $395 from theinside.com, theinside.com. A lidded box at less than 4 inches tall. It can slide under most skirted sofas. It's the Big Zo Stockholm document box in blush, which is pinkish, $16 at the Container Store. A storage bench. Company coming? Lift the hinged lid and get rid of those toys and things quick. Better Homes and Gardens Collection Pin-Tucked Storage Bench, $98. Available on walmart.com/BHG. And a nightstand. You get plenty of surface space plus more storage than a standard side table, all stylishly hidden. It's the Cameo Curved Nightstand, $499 at cb2.com. CB in the number 2. While you're wrapping gifts, you may need this from Good Housekeeping. Some extra uses for ribbon. First, hang pictures. Use ribbon instead of wire as a hanger on the back of a light frame. Or make the ribbon visible by looping it around a hook or a nail as the picture hangs below. Add flair to a zipper. Tie a piece of ribbon to a zipper pull on your purse or gym bag for a pop of color and to make it easier to open and close. A DIY tape measure. To measure a round or oddly shaped object, wrap the ribbon around its circumference, mark the length, and then stretch over a ruler or yardstick. Bundle your sheet sets. Corral matching pillowcases and fitted and flat sheets in the linen closet together and tie them with a ribbon around them to save time making beds. And to organize your keys. Pick a different color of ribbon to use as a keychain for every spare set, so you can easily tell which keys go where. All right, moving over to food, we've got some Christmassy type things. From Better Homes and Gardens, Peppermint Sandies. Hands-on time, 30 minutes, total is 45, and it makes 48 cookies. That's 4 dozen. We need 1 cup butter, softened, 1/3 cup powdered sugar, 1/4 cup finely crushed striped round peppermint candies, about 10, or candy canes, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon peppermint extract, 2 cups all-purpose flour, powdered sugar, and red decorating sugar. Preheat oven to 325. In a large bowl, beat butter with a mixer on medium to high, 30 seconds. Add 1/3 cup powdered sugar and the crushed peppermint candies. Beat until combined, scraping bowl as needed. Beat in 1 tablespoon water, the vanilla, and peppermint extract until combined. Beat in as much of the flour as you can with the mixer. Stir in any remaining flour. Shape dough into 1-inch balls. Place balls 1 inch apart on ungreased cookie sheets. Bake until the bottoms are light brown, 15 minutes. Remove. Cool on a wire rack. Roll cookies in additional powdered sugar and sprinkle with red decorating sugar. Pecan crescents. Active time, this is from Woman's Day. Active time, 25 minutes, total 55, plus chilling and cooling. This makes about 50. We need 1 cup pecans, about 3 ounces, 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, divided, 1 cup or 2 sticks unsalted butter, cut into small pieces, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/8 teaspoon ground cinnamon. In the food processor, pulse the pecans and 3/4 cup sugar until the pecans are finely ground. Add butter and process until smooth. Mix in the vanilla. Add flour and salt and process until combined. Shape into 2 logs, wrap each in plastic, and refrigerate until chilled at least 1.5 hours. Then heat the oven to 350. Line 2 cookie sheets with parchment paper. Cut off 1/4-inch thick slices of dough, about 1.5 teaspoons each, and roll into 3.5-inch log with tapered ends. Then bend into a crescent shape and place on prepared baking sheet. Little quarter of a moon kind of thing. Repeat with remaining dough. Bake, rotating the sheets halfway through until the cookies are set and just barely turning light golden brown around the edges, 15 to 18 minutes. In a bowl, combine cinnamon and remaining 1/4 cup sugar. Liberally dust over the cookies before serving. Hickory nut macaroons. Hands-on time, 25 minutes. Total time is 40. We need... Oh, and this one makes... Does it say? 36. 4 egg whites. 4 cups sifted powdered sugar. 2 cups chopped hickory nuts, black walnuts, or toasted pecans. Preheat oven to 325. Line cookie sheets with parchment paper. In a large bowl, beat egg whites with a mixer on high until soft peaks form, tips curl. Gradually add sugar, about 1/4 cup at a time, beating on medium just until well combined. Beat on high until stiff peaks form, that's the tips stand up straight. Fold in chopped nuts. Drop the mixture by rounded teaspoons 2 inches apart on prepared baking sheets. Bake until very light brown. Cookies will puff and sides will split for 15 minutes. Remove, cool on a wire rack. It makes 36 cookies. To store, layer macaroons between sheets of waxed paper in an airtight container and cover. Store at room temperature for up to 2 days or freeze for up to 3 months. If you're not planning on turkey or ham for Christmas, you want something different, roasted chicken and delicata squash. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 1.5 hours. Serves 8. We need 1 small delicata squash, about 1 pound. I'm sorry, 3 small delicata squashes, about 1 pound each, halved, seeded, and sliced 3/4 inch thick. 3 stalks of celery cut into 3-inch pieces. 1 large red onion cut into 1.5-inch wedges. 2 heads of garlic halved crosswise. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 bunch of French thyme, about 20 sprigs, divided. Kosher salt and pepper. 2 3.5 to 4 pound whole chickens, giblets discarded. And 2 lemons cut in half. Heat oven to 425. In a large roasting pan, toss the squash, celery, onion, garlic, oil, 1/2 of the thyme sprigs, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Arrange in an even layer. Season chickens, including the cavities, with a tablespoon of salt and 2 teaspoons pepper. Stuff cavities with lemon halves and remaining thyme sprigs. Tie legs with chicken twine and tuck wingtips behind the back. Place chickens on top of the squash and roast until instant read thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the thigh registers 165 degrees. That's about 65 to 75 minutes. Transfer chickens and vegetables to platter and let rest at least 10 minutes before carving. From Magnolia, pomegranate and pear salad. 20-minute prep time. makes 8 servings. We need 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 3 tablespoons champagne vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons honey mustard, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 12 cups fresh baby kale or mixed greens, 4 pears, cored and thinly sliced, 1 cup thinly shaved fennel bulb, 1/2 cup pomegranate arils, and local honey. Whisk together the olive oil, vinegar, mustard, salt, and pepper in an extra large bowl. Add the greens and toss to coat. Arrange greens in a shallow serving bowl. Top with pears, fennel, and pomegranate arils, and lightly drizzle with honey. And for your appetizer or as a little snack for a fancier crowd, whipped ricotta with herbs. Prep time is 10 minutes and it makes 8 servings. We need a 15-ounce carton of whole milk ricotta cheese, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, extra virgin olive oil, chopped fresh herbs such as parsley, basil, thyme, and or dill, flaky sea salt, cracked black pepper or crushed red pepper, lemon zest, and toasted baguette slices. Place ricotta cheese and kosher salt in a food processor. Process until whipped and very creamy, 1 to 2 minutes. Spoon into a shallow dish, drizzle with olive oil, and sprinkle with herbs, flaky sea salt, pepper, and the lemon zest. Serve immediately with toasted baguette slices. Peppermint chocolate cookies, 20-minute prep time, bake time for 9. It makes a dozen. We need a 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup, which is 1 stick butter, softened, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon peppermint extract, 1/2 teaspoon instant espresso coffee powder, 1/3 of a cup Dutch processed unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 2/3 cups all-purpose flour, 4 ounces bittersweet chocolate chopped, and peppermint buttercream, which is basically, you know, a vanilla with crushed peppermint in it. Preheat oven to 375. In a large bowl, beat sugars and butter on medium, 2 minutes, scraping bowl occasionally. Beat in eggs, vanilla, peppermint, and coffee powder until combined. Beat in cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt till combined. Beat in flour. Stir in chopped chocolate. Drop dough by 1/4 cup portions 3 inches apart on parchment-lined cookie sheets. Flatten the mounds slightly. Bake 7 minutes. Remove cookie sheets and firmly tap 3 times on the counter. Return to the oven and bake 2 minutes more or till centers appear set. Repeat tapping. Let cool 2 minutes on cookie sheets. Remove. Cool completely on wire racks. Spread the cooled cookies with peppermint buttercream, and if you like, sprinkle with more crushed peppermint candies. We've run out of time for today's episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. It's available as a podcast on the website if you need it. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. Have a great Christmas.